You're listening to SBS News. An announcement on state television in Egypt brought news of Mohamed Morsi's death.
Mohamed Morsi Alayat passed away today during the espionage court hearing. The deceased had asked the judge to speak. He was permitted, and after the session was adjourned, he fainted and passed away. His body has been moved to the hospital, and the necessary procedures will be taken.
The 67-year-old was once a top official of the now banned Islamist movement, the Muslim Brotherhood. Mohamed Morsi was the first democratically elected president in Egypt's history. He came to power in 2012, and during a year in office, he was accused of mounting a coup and botching the handling of Egypt's economy. On the 30th of June 2013, millions of people took to the streets of Egypt to mark the first anniversary of his election. 3 days later, the army suspended the constitution and Mr. Morsi was detained in a move he denounced as a coup. The then army chief, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, was elected president in 2014. Mohamed Morsi was eventually sentenced to more than 45 years in jail after three separate trials, which he and his supporters have always maintained were politically motivated. He was brought to court this time for a hearing over charges of espionage related to his suspected contacts with the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, which has close ties with the Muslim Brotherhood. Mohamed Morsi asked for permission to address the court and spoke for 5 minutes from inside a soundproof glass cage. Not long after the court hearing was adjourned, state media reported that he had collapsed and died of a heart attack. Mr. Morsi had a history of ill health, and human rights activists had been sounding warnings about his prison conditions for months. Last year, a British parliamentary panel found he was being held in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day, which they declared was a form of torture which could lead to a premature death. Former Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grester, who was jailed along with two colleagues by the Egyptians for his reporting on the Muslim Brotherhood, has told the ABC the medical conditions inside Egyptian prisons are substandard.
There'd been a lot of criticism of the authorities and the way they'd been treating him. I think there was a European Union delegation that had been visiting fairly recently that warned that if the authorities didn't do something, then he was at risk of dying. We don't know enough about the cause of death at this stage to make any further judgment about that, but I know from my own experience that the medical conditions inside prisons, Egyptian prisons, are really not particularly good.
The Muslim Brotherhood has described Mohamed Morsi's death as fully fledged murder. Peter Grester says whatever caused it is almost irrelevant in terms of how it will be viewed.
It doesn't really matter in the end what the official verdict it turns out to be for his death. It doesn't really matter, in fact, what it was that caused his death, but it'll always be seen by the Muslim Brotherhood as murder. And I think that the manner of his death is also going to elevate him to the status of martyr. He's going to be seen as a symbol of the Brotherhood, a symbol of the current regime, which most of the Brotherhood supporters now see as utterly illegitimate. And he'll become a rallying point, I think, for a lot of opposition, whether it's justified or not.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has described Mr. Morsi's death as martyrdom.
Tarih onu cezaevine atıp idamla tehdit edenleri ve...
In our eyes, Morsi is a martyr who lost his life while he fought for the cause he believed in. History will never forget the tyrants who put him in prison, threatened him with the death penalty and caused his martyrdom.
British MP Crispin Blunt, who led the panel that warned Mr. Morsi could die prematurely, has called for a reputable independent investigation, adding that the Egyptian government has a duty to explain his unfortunate death. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.